مركز صحابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مركز صحابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program. It is with Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus, Hafidhullah, on this day of Jumu'ah. The date today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everything, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Mulana. Your side, how's everything in Durban?
Alhamdulillah, it's well, going well. I think summer is starting to kick in. We had one, two very extremely hot days. But we'll experience more of that as it comes. And generally, you know, when winter is here, then we'll say we forget what a blue sky and hot day feels like. And when summer is here, we say we forget what a cold day feels like.
Exactly, yeah. And the different seasons, and there's different lessons that take place. For example, now in our current, which we're heading towards summer and the hotter seasons, the nights are shorter. So if we don't plan ourselves properly, then our nights become affected. And I was listening to this one clip. It was actually a CEO, which makes sense. And the facts which he was saying was totally correct in most things. Here and there he was going a bit off. Yeah. But he was saying about, we want to prepare for, say, tomorrow. So when do we start? We prepare from... Then we start planning in the morning, what I'm going to do from the morning. But he says, actually, your planning should be done after Maghrib Salah. So from now already, to get into routine, to say that, okay, I need to sleep early, I need to do... Because then, if you sleep early, then you are able to wake up for Fajr and like this. Yeah, because I must be honest, I was getting happy at one point. That was when Fajr Salah was at 6 o'clock here in Johannesburg. And now it's gone to 4:30, and you're just seeing the numbers dropping day by day. We're sitting with like less than 3 serfs. And that's in our masjid. Maghrib time, you come, alhamdulillah, it's till the end of the, you'll see about 15 serfs full. Alhamdulillah. But come Fajr time, you can't find even a few.
I think, Mawlana, sadly, they won't say it's a sad reality, but majority, if not all, masajids are facing the same scene as we are witnessing now, going into the summer months. And very important is, before we go there, what Mara said, that he listened to one clip and majority, some of the stuff, not all of it was correct. And this is where we find the importance of knowledge and the importance of having asatiza who you learned it from. Today, what you say, AI and self-studying, is very, very dangerous, because you don't know what is right, what is wrong. Especially when you're following people on YouTube, on Facebook and Instagram, where we don't have knowledge already, where we're able to decipher and weed out what is correct and what is incorrect, then we're going to be putting ourselves in very, very dangerous circumstances. That's why many a times we say we have controversial speakers that are coming in our communities, in our places to address us, we are not knowledgeable enough to know which part they are saying is not correct. 95% of the entire lecture will be correct. But that 5% of that poison, of that incorrectness, then we will never be able to know it, because everything we felt was fine, so it had to be that everything is fine. So I just thought that just came to my mind when Mohana mentioned that point there. And regards to the summertime, definitely, we have seen the drop. Even if you look at any masjid, it doesn't matter where the masjid is located, whether it's a majority Muslim area or it's not a majority Muslim area. But sadly, that is the drop we have seen around us with Fajr coming earlier. And, you know, sometimes even like a person personally, or when you speak to friends, I'll tell you, winter time, I was so happy, I was getting up for tahajjud. But tahajjud finishing off late, the early time was finishing late. So they felt, hey, too easy to wake up for tahajjud. But it wasn't really easy, it was just that the time was later and actually fell into your routine of your day. Now, we'll say in our Durban area, The study time is ending at around, I think about 20 past 3 or somewhere there, if I'm not mistaken. Now, who's going to wake up? Are you going to wake up before that day? Because majority of places got Fajr at, we'll say half past 4, 20 past 4, yeah. So then you'd have to still wait another hour after that till Fajr Salah. So all these are aspects which plays on a person's mind and whether a person is determined or not. You'll say, if I'm waking up for Tahajjud, then I have to sleep, still be awake so long. But that we're talking about Tahajjud. Now imagine Fajr Salah itself, the masajid, what is the condition? And this actually boils down again to where our yaqeen, where our trust is. And how important is Salah in a person's life? How important is Salah in a person's life? That I'm a Muslim for so many years. And that's why it's always so nice to talk to Mawana at the beginning, because Mawana gives us ideas of what to actually speak about. Many times we don't really know what to speak, we're not sure. But then, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala plans it like this. That imagine how many years am I Muslim? And I know Iman. And the second thing after Iman is Salah. The next in line is Salah. Until and unless I don't correct my Salah or have the importance of my, in my life of Salah, I can't see myself going anywhere. I can't see myself going anywhere. That sometimes, you know, we wonder, I was speaking to a friend, and alhamdulillah, what we'll say is lives change. And he's just saying that now, for a person now, for him to miss Salah is like almost impossible, if you want to put it that way. Like he can't imagine missing Salah. Leave missing Salah, he can't imagine not reading Salah in Jamaat. It's like, it's not fathomable in his mind. Whereas in one stage, Salah was being missed, and then it wasn't considered as anything. So this is where we have to understand, we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And if I'm reading my Salah, I have to turn to Allah, keep the importance of Salah in my life. And if I'm not reading my Salah, then oh Allah, I know Salah is important, but I don't understand it yet. Put the understanding of the importance in my heart. And I promise you, once a person's life is governed by Salah, he lives such a peaceful and a fruitful life. Like how we said, a person plans for the next day from Maghrib time, from the night before. And just as a believer, it should be a quality. And unfortunately, this planning process or this, what we say, this being two steps ahead, we find especially amongst the youth, is being lost. That they don't understand what it means to be prepared, what it means to be ahead of everything in my life. That is, if I know tomorrow, if I know in 1 hour's time something is happening, then I must already be ready now. But I think because of the youths, majority of them now, and it comes down to the parents ultimately bathing their children, wanting to do everything for them, not giving them their own strength to grow by themselves, but rather wanting to do everything. So they don't understand what it means now to be prepared, what it means I have to be ahead of everything. So if this is going to happen, I must think of the fourth and fifth step already, that in case this happens, what needs to be done? In case that happens, what needs to be done? Don't wait for the scenario to come, and then now you think, hey, let me find a solution. So as a believer, as a Muslim, especially when you study the battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you'll see how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prepared for everything, from every side, from all sides. You study the battles of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Khalid bin Walid, and you'll see what strategies they came up. And this is what our youth need to read, what they need to see, to strengthen their minds, to realize that we are much more capable than what the schools are just telling us, than what the internet is telling us. We are far more greater than this year. So in this preparing, we need to be ahead. So we prepare the night before for tomorrow, we get our clothes ready, whatever items we need, the bags are packed, we're going somewhere, the school, whatever we're going to school, the bags are according to timetable. We prepare in advance. Likewise for Salah, that advanced preparation is required. That they must. If, I think it was the other morning when Salim Kareem was speaking, and he was mentioning that And this is a quality in a believer, and we always mention it as well, that the moment one salah finishes, your mind is going to the next salah. Your mind is going to the next salah. That now my Fajr salah is finished. Automatically your mind must be attached and gripped for Zuhr. So whatever I'm doing in my day, it must be planned such that Zuhr time comes, I am free. And don't ever leave it as we're speaking to someone and they said, no, wherever I'm in the day, I'll just read Zuhr. Wherever I'm in the day, I'll just read my Zuhr Salah. It doesn't work. Majority of the time, and I asked him, I said, but majority of the time, count the week, how many times you miss the Jamaat? He says, yeah, I think about 4 times I miss Jamaat. I've only got it once or twice. Because you left it that, okay, I know Zuhr is around 1 o'clock. So wherever I am, whatever work I got at that place, I'll just find a masjid nearby and I'll read. It doesn't work. Alhamdulillah, we have many masajids, we have many musallas around where we can read. But if we don't plan ourselves to be around there at those places, then it will never work. So I already know when my Fajr Salah finished, my mind is on Zuhr. I got these works for the day until Zuhr time comes. I must already know where I'm going to be reading, which masjid, which musalla I'm going to be reading by Zuhr. That's advanced preparation for Salah. Preparing like this, Allah Ta'ala sees the eagerness within you. Allah Ta'ala sees that eagerness that my banda, my servant is preparing for the Salah already hours away. And Allah Ta'ala is merciful. Allah Ta'ala appreciates our action. Allah Ta'ala will make it fine. Let him accomplish whatever he has planned. Because we are doing it for Allah Ta'ala. We are doing it for Allah Ta'ala. Likewise, Zuhr finishes, then Asr has to come. So when we realize the importance of Salah, then we'll be prepared for it at any given time. And we won't just be haphazard. We won't just rush in for the last rakat. But we'll see what time is the time of Adhan. I must be there before Adhan. I must be there for my Sunnah. I must be there total calmness before my Farad Salah. I mustn't be talking to anyone. But all this settles only when we understand the importance of Salah. And the importance of Salah for that day to come into our life, number one is Dua. We have to make Dua. Whether you like it or we don't like it. That's why a very easy Dua to make for anything. Example, a person is involved in a sin even. Say, oh Allah, I know I'm involved in the sin and I know I'm enjoying it. But oh Allah, I also know it's completely wrong. Put the hatred of the sin in my heart, remove the enjoyment. We need to learn to talk to Allah Ta'ala. The problem is we don't know how to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Likewise with Salah. Oh Allah, I know Salah is farz, compulsory upon me. Oh Allah, I know I need to be reading my Salah. Oh Allah, you guide my heart towards Salah. You put the importance of Salah in my heart. One person was saying, they were walking and then, this is where you'll find that, you know, the elders and our Tabirin, they say, would experience, you learn so much. Yeah, we are so young, and this is where we realize that, would experience is the best teacher. Yeah, we're just meeting few people here and there, and so much we're learning from them. Imagine the seniors with 40, 50 years of experience of dealing with people and dealing with different communities. How much experience and wisdom has come in their minds for us to just gain it from them, to sit with them and get it from them. So this person is saying, no, we're still young. Later on in life, we'll read all our Salah. Later on in life, we'll read all our Salah. And you know that thought of later on in life, that is one of the dangerous tricks of shaitan. One of the worst tricks shaitan can ever play on a person. You're young, you're healthy, it's December time coming now. Don't worry, where are you going to go read now? You're going out hiking, you're going out to the beach to go and swim. Where are you going to read Salah now? Later on, just read it later. And that later doesn't come, that qaza ends up happening. Qaza, remember very well. It's a whole vast topic, Salah, but whatever is coming to mind, we are saying. Remember well, qaza is not an excuse. Qaza is there as a last resort when all, by all means I tried, or beyond my control, I didn't and was not able to perform my Salah. Now Allah gives us the option of qaza. Today we made qaza as a first option. Now don't worry, later I'll read qaza for it. Later I'll read qaza. That is completely haram. That is completely forbidden. To say, no, I'm busy now, I'll make it later on, my qaza is one time. Or I was busy visiting someone, and I couldn't read my salah. No way is possible. This is where all that preparation comes into play. Yeah, when we say beyond your control, you mean you set your alarm for Fajr and every morning you are getting up for Fajr. But Allah Ta'ala willed it that morning, your alarm, your phone died and you never wake up for Fajr. That is beyond your control now. Whereas all the preparation was done, you already knew which masjid I'm going for Fajr to. I'm going to wake up at this time, I read my sunnah at all, or I go read at the masjid. You already prepared and planned yourself beforehand. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that the alarm never go and you never wake up. This is lessons that Allah uses to teach us that remember, it's not you that is reading salah. It's not you. Don't ever get confident that thinking, I'm performing salah, I'm better than that other person who's not reading salah. It is only the karam, the ihsan, the favor of Allah that Allah is allowing us to perform salah. So even when we're going to the masajid now, and we're seeing how low that number is, then just thank Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you for calling me to your house. Because that is a sign that Allah loves you. And oh Allah, keep on calling me. Keep on calling me. Even though I'm not worthy. Sometimes, you know, they have a program in the masjid for some pious person. And then that is general for everyone. And then you have the khas, the exclusive program just for those that are close to him. You have to give them special advices. You have to give them certain nasiha that is just meant for them. And he calls them later on, come to the house. How happy you feel. How happy you feel that I was called. Not because of the meals or anything. That is there, by the way. But you get happy because I was amongst the chosen, amongst the special people. Now imagine every time we go for the salah, whatever salah it is, think that my Allah Ta'ala has chosen me from all the people walking on the road, from all the people that could have been in the masjid. Allah has favored me to come to the masjid. And we keep on thanking Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you. I thank you for letting me read salah. I thank you for letting me read on time, for reading with jamaat. The more we do this, the more we will realize the importance of salah. And for those that are finding it difficult for salah, one is, he said, the dua. Turn to Allah. We explain how to make the dua. Secondly is, make an effort. Make an effort. That if you know you are lazy, then tell your neighbor, tell your uncle, tell your cousin, please pick me up. Pick me up for salah. Pick me up. And have some sort of punishment also for yourself. If you miss a salah, then every salah I miss, I'm putting 10 rand towards charity or 100 rand. Depends on your finances, your budget. Feel the pinch, because money we all love. We all love money. And we all understand the importance of money. Now we see money getting lost every time I'm missing a salah, that might push us towards salah. And with our families especially, Allah Ta'ala speaks so beautifully. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That protect you, protect your families from the fire of Jahannam. The other part of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, you perform salah and command your family to perform salah. And be firm upon it. Hold on to it. For our families, for us to get onto salah, we have to do this ta'aleem at home. Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi did an excellent job in compiling this kitab of Fazail Salah, which you'll see in Fazail Amal, it comes there, the virtues of salah. He got the virtues of salah. He got the warnings of missing salah. You got the virtues of Jamaat Salah, the warning of Muslim Jamaat Salah. Imagine if every day we sit 7 minutes, 5 minutes, we read one virtue of Salah, we read one warning of Muslim Salah, we read one virtue of Jamaat, we read one virtue of Muslim Jamaat. Every day without fail, that is going to be playing in our ears. It's going to be playing on our mind. Within a short period of time, and as we say, we see and we hear the stories, we hear the Kaguzari, we hear the Shabguzari at night, we have the program that happens, we have the feedback coming from the Jamaat. And you hear these stories of how people started to change their lives through ta'aleem, through reading this kitab, and every household should have it. Such a blessed kitab, such a kitab that has changed the lives of many. And even there, we were talking about the youngsters learning about the battles of what we'll say, the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here you got the stories of the Sahaba. It covers almost everything a person needs to correct his life again. To put his life back on track, it has those elements within it to help a person put his life back on track. And now when he's on track, now you associate yourself with the pious, now you associate yourself further. But to get there, sometimes we find it so hard. But it's a very simple kitab, Fazail Amal. Very, very recommended kitab of how we can put our lives back. It gives encouragement. Because remember, a person, two ways motivating. There's two ways of motivating him. Either by rewarding him or either by punishing him. You reward him, he knows what I'm going to get. And if he doesn't do it, he knows what punishment is in store. So very similarly, we find the Ahadith and Quran, they have the same. They have the rewards of Jannah mentioned, and they have the punishment of Jahannam also there. So this kitab has been placed in the same manner. So a person that is struggling for Salah, and today it's so easy with the internet, with PDFs available to download it. If we don't have, obviously still we advise and we say the best is to have the hard copies of especially these type of kitabs, which is read very often by many. The other kitabs which is hard to come by, then no problem, we read the PDFs. But those kitabs which it is accessible for us and it's not very expensive for us to buy the hard copy. So read about the Salah and push ourselves. We have to be in those companies that are going to encourage us towards Salah. If we know you, those family or those friends who don't worry about Salah, then when time comes for Salah, they're not going to go for Salah. They're going to still carry on with the bride, they're still going to carry on with the soccer. So be with those that go for Salah. Then you will see yourself getting pushed. The easiest way, as you said, is to be in a company that motivates you. Because alone, we are weak. Alone, we are lazy. But with many, and it's very easy. So the aspect of Salah, and we'll find now we're going more into December, but I was just looking at all the times because now we're planning that Salah time changes for the Musalla and when it's going to happen and things. Fajr basically for us has reached the earliest point now. Fajr has reached the earliest point, and even sunrise has reached almost the earliest point. It's almost, I think, there's a few more minutes earlier it comes, and after they start getting, it starts going later again. It starts going later. So at the moment in Durban, it's 4:20. We got it most places. 4:20 is Fajr. Some is 4:15. But that is the earliest it will go because sunrise doesn't come earlier than 10 to 5 at the moment throughout the year. So it will remain then. It starts going later. But the Isha Salah will still continue to get later until it reaches till about 5 to 9 for us. So that's now when we say the true test for us, for our children, for everyone. Are we going to send them to bed before time? Or are we going to get that importance in their life from now? And as parents, perhaps we don't have that importance and we don't realize it. But we know it should be. Let us not make that same mistake for our children. Let us not make a mistake for our children. From now, let us emphasize that Salah in their life. Let us emphasize it. And next week or another week, inshallah, we'll speak about the how fortunate we are to have places of Salah and to be accessible to us, even in our own homes, to read Salah freely. And we'll touch on that next time, inshallah. We'll talk about it. How we look at our masajid and we look at it and we'll say what we'll say. The foreign nationalities, they are filling our masjids, whereas our locals are not there. If it was not for the foreigners, but we call them foreigners because they're not from South Africa, if it was not for them, then our masjid will be empty, empty completely. So what is happening to us local Muslims of South Africa? Why are we forgetting our deen? Why are we forgetting our Islam? Why are we forgetting our masajids? And we're giving millions to build the masjids. We're giving and donating and we're even running the masjid every month with our donations. We are giving it. But we're not attending the masjid. We're not coming for the masjid. But meetings and trusteeships and all that, then we want to say something. But for Salah, we are going. So, inshallah, another week we'll discuss how fortunate we are as Muslims in South Africa to have this access to Islam freely without any restrictions, without any problems. But I think today, inshallah, the message is very clear and very important. As always, Mawlana gives good ideas to start off with that Salah, plan ourselves. As we plan our lives, plan our day for Salah. Every Salah, it must be known where I'm reading it, what time I'm reading it. For the woman folk at home especially also, plan yourselves with your cooking, with the kids, whatever, that at certain time, this is my Salah time. And the easiest way I say is, you follow the same time of your local masjid. The same time of your local masjid must be your Salah time at home. The men will be reading at Quran, you will be reading at home, they'll come back, you'll be finished, they'll be finished, and carry on. And plan for Salah. And we'll see our whole life will come out successful, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.